The government is continuing attack. Before 6 months ago, the government is continuing attacking the different places from Jabarmara Mountain. For that reason, you know that the humanitarian situation is very bad for the people. And many high numbers of the people, they are living under the tree and behind of the stones. Many of them, they are in a very bad condition. That's what I'm saying right now.
Some of your people are saying they will continue to defend themselves because the National Army has been attacking. Do you have any proof it's the National Army that is behind the attacks?
Yeah, we have the material evidence. And you know that the Sudanese forces is not attacking the SLA camp. Always the Sudanese forces and the Janjaweed militia back into him, they come and attack the village of the people, because you know that Derbat, it is not the camp of the Sudan Liberation Movement, the camps. No, even Jawa, these all the places for the people. The people living and the government and came and bombing in front of them, and they came and looting and killing and they raping and doing everything bad to them. That reason why Sudan Liberation Movement, they moving to protection the civilians for the Sudanese forces.
You have the UN Security Council currently there. Are you going to raise some of these concerns to them?
Of course, yeah. We have in the Sudan Liberation Movement, we have a strong appeal to the delegation of the Security Council to come and to investigate this attack. What we are saying that always. And we invite them to come in the liberated area and to sit with the people, and we give them the more details about security situation and humanitarian situation right now in the Jabarmara area particularly. We invite them to come there to visit us as soon as possible.
Why aren't you part of the peace talks with Khartoum to end this ongoing or renewed violence?
You know that the government of Sudan is continuing denying this attack, but we as the Sudan Liberation Movement, we have the material evidence that the government is continuing to attack the innocent civilians. It's not the target anything. They target the innocent civilians, and the high number of them, more than 7,000, they have been right now. They have been outside, expelled their homes. That we have the material evidence. And we call the international community and all the humanitarian organizations to come and to help them. And we as the Sudan Liberation Movement, we are ready to help everyone that came to help our people in Jabarmara area.
How are you protecting the Darfuris since you are accusing the National Army of attacking the unarmed civilians?
You know that we always the Sudanese, they came, the Sudanese government, they came and bombing in front of the people. And also they have they moving the force by the vehicles. And we are going to exchange fire with those people, with their group. They came by vehicles, and the government is continue bombing in the front of the villages. That reason the people, they left the homes, and the government, they came and burned those villages to the ashes.